From sunny Minnesota, this is the Polaris Podcast, brought to you by the Polaris Help Center. I am Joe Ziemer, and I am not an expert. I've never purchased a new snowmobile, so I'm not qualified to tell you which one to buy. Ditto for a timber sled snow bike system. Luckily, I work with a whole bunch of experts, and today we're going to hear from two of them. I don't think we could have found anyone better to advise us on this topic. First, we're going to talk to Chris Wolf, the president of the Polaris Snowmobiles Division. Then, we'll chat with Brett Blazer from TimberSled. Now, it's important to note that each rider is different. What's right for one rider isn't necessarily right for another. But these conversations should help you think about the questions that you should be asking yourself and your dealer. So let's start out by talking snowmobiles with Chris Wolf. Well, before we get too far into snowmobiles, let's first meet our guest. Chris, first of all, thanks a ton for joining us. And secondly, can you tell us about your career path at Polaris and what your current role entails?
Absolutely. So today I am president of snowmobiles and timber sled at Polaris. I started with the company in 2002 in sales and moved up through the ranks. I did a stint in service and then in off-road vehicles and became product manager in snowmobiles in 2008. So the Access was kind of my baby. And now I've passed the baton to Marty Sampson, our current product manager, and I am leading the business.
So what that is a long way of saying is there's no one better to tell us about our snowmobile options. And before we get too detailed in the snowmobiles, we're going to start off with some sort of general questions you should be asking yourself if you're new to snowmobiles. Now, we promise we will get into more detail as we go. So if you're an experienced rider, you want to skip ahead, that's okay. We won't be offended. We'll meet you there. But let's start with some basics, Chris. And I know there's one thing you want to point out right off the top, and that's it's okay to have these sort of questions. If someone is new to snowmobiles, what sort of welcome can they expect from more experienced snowmobile riders?
Yeah, that's a really important point. You know, nobody is more passionate about snowmobiling than snowmobilers. And one of the things I would say just as a word of encouragement is if you're new to the sport or you haven't tried it out yet, you're thinking about doing it, snowmobilers will be more than happy to help answer your questions. They're a terrific group, just full of passion. They love their sport. There's really nothing else like it. And I think you'll find as you get closer and closer into the sport, more and more involved, you'll see that play out in spades.
Let's answer some of the broad questions then that people will be asking themselves before they head into the dealership. And the first one is about geography. How does where I'm going to be riding affect how I should be narrowing down my decision on what snowmobile is right for me?
Well, where you're going to be riding and how you're going to be using the machine is really the most important aspect. And if you're new to the sport, you may look at all the different models that we have and feel a little bit intimidated by it. You know, what about this engine size or what about this track length or this lug height or which option should I pick? So let's just kind of boil it back to the basics. Where are you? What type of riding do you want to be doing? Is it going to be mostly trail, as in the Midwest or the Northeast or all across Canada? Or is it going to be mostly off trail, is what you see a lot of times in the mountain states and even some again in the Northeast and Eastern Canada. The Western provinces as well of Canada. So it's really asking that question, is am I more on-trail rider or more off-trail rider? Because that will kind of be the first big decision. So on-trail riders go more toward trail sleds, off-trail riders more toward mountain sleds. And then there's this other category we call crossover, which is what you could think of as the most versatile range of product, which does both on trail and off trail pretty well. So that's a crossover rider. And then fourth is the rec utility customer. And the way that we think about this customer is, are you somebody who wants to use the snowmobile primarily for just the pure joy of riding, either on trail or off trail, or do you want to use the machine to do something more with it? Say, are you ice fishing? Are you trying to pull a groomer, say for cross-country ski trails? So that's kind of how you think about it. So it's on trail, off trail, crossover, and rec utility, kind of based on where you live and how you envision using the machine.
Well, from there we can get into some more of the performance. We have a lot of different engine sizes. How does that play into my decision of which engine I want? What is that based on? What do I need to ask myself before I decide on an engine size?
But there's a few questions, you know, and the first one, maybe the most practical one, is just how much money does your budget allow to spend? We have engine sizes from 550 fan-cooled machines in our Indy Evos all the way up to 850cc liquid-cooled machines in a lot of our more premium mountain and crossover and trail performance sleds. So that's one question is, how much do I want to spend? The second one is, how much performance do I really need? What do the people who I'm riding with ride? Well, who in my family is going to be on the machine? How much capability do I want the machine to have? And the good news is that a snowmobile is a tremendously high-performing machine. So even a 550 or a 600cc engine size, or our new 650, as you saw us launch for model year 21, these are highly capable machines. They're very quick. I mean, you're talking about horsepower up to 120, 130, very lightweight, so very high power to weight ratio. So even a 600 class machine is certainly no slouch in weight in terms of performance. So you can have lots and lots of fun with it if that's all you feel like you need. Or you ride with people, are you a more experienced rider? Do you ride at a high elevation? You kind of person who can really take advantage of the ultimate power capability of like an 850cc Patriot.
So engine size is one number you'll see listed on a snowmobile. Another is track length. What do we need to be thinking about with track length? What sort of factors are in there, and how do I decide which one's right for me?
Yes, track length is really, the way to think about it is really the trade-off between agility and flotation. So our most agile sleds are our trail sleds. So either 121 or 128-inch tracks. So they're relatively short tracks, and they're purpose-built for trails of, you know, smooth trails, groomed trails, rough trails. They change direction very easily. They're very, very nimble. On the other end of the scale, we have mountain sleds with up to 174-inch track lengths that have terrific flotation. And in the mountains, flotation and just the ability to generate lift in untracked powder is really, really critical. So that's kind of how to think about track length. If you're somewhere in the middle and you're thinking, am I a trail performance person or am I a crossover person? You'll think about things like, am I going to be only on trail or off trail? If I'm only going to be on trail, the longer track sleds like the 137 or 146 inch or 144 inch crossover sleds actually bridge the bumps pretty well. So they actually have a really smooth ride. So if ride is really a premium to me, I might go for kind of a longer track than just that, say 128. Or am I a bigger person where I can benefit from the additional flotation and load carrying capability of that longer track? So those kind of things need to weigh in. If you're in the crossover realm and you're thinking, I'm going to be riding some on trail, some off trail, you're probably thinking between like a 137 inch crossover or 144 or 146 inch crossover in that range. And now you're thinking about things like, you know, if I'm really 70-30 on trail, probably the shorter track of the two is going to make it more agile. If I am more 50-50, maybe I'm looking at the tracks that are up in the 140 plus inch range because they have better flotation, they perform better off trail. So that's kind of how to think about it. Every snowmobile has an opinion about this. You probably have seen online. Lots of people have a lot of different things to say. But I think generally, if you think about it in terms of flotation versus agility, that's a good way to start.
Let's drill down a little more into that mountain lineup. In a lot of ways, it comes down to Chaos or a Pro RMK. How do we decide between those two for which rider and which riding style is each model right for?
That is a terrific question. So as we have really been a leader in developing the mountain sled market, what we've seen is different riding styles that are emerging. And initially, with the Pro RMK, we were really focused primarily on making the mountain sled the most capable for the most expert riders. And that's kind of how you think about the Pro RMK. We call it the lightest, strongest, most flickable sled. It's very precise. Really, really good riders, expert level riders can put a Pro RMK pretty much anywhere they want. And they can, you know, get around the mountain and challenge themselves to take lines that maybe in the past they never would have been able to do. So Pro RMK is really the machine for that kind of ultimate capability. Chaos is targeted a little bit different. It's taking a little bit of away from the precision and adding it a little bit more to fun factor and weight transfer. So what you see is a machine that wheelies more, is easier to lay over on its side in the powder, and easier to play around. A lot of people who are riding mountain sleds are really spending a lot of time playing, whether it's on the side of the hill or whether it's on a meadow or you know, pretty much anywhere in the mountain environment, they want a sled that is super easy and feels very flickable and tossable. And so the Chaos was really designed for those people. So that's really kind of the two big questions in the mountain. Do I want the most precise, most capable mountain sled? Do I want the most playful mountain sled? And we would say probably the most versatile mountain sled in the Chaos.
Am I a mountain sled rider or not is probably an easier question for people to answer, but maybe where it gets trickier is when you get down to a trail performance snowmobile or a crossover. What are the pros and cons of each, and what ratio do I know I'm ready for a crossover versus a trail sled?
That is a great question. So like we touched on it just a little bit before as far as what type of a rider you are. So once we've established that you're going to be primarily riding on trails, you are in the realm of either trail performance or crossover. Even if you never ventured off trail, you could still be happy with either one of those sleds. So then you start thinking about, okay, what do I really want? As I said, larger riders sometimes can benefit from the longer tracks. Somebody who puts a real premium on a very smooth ride in a bumpy trail can benefit from that slightly longer track. Somebody who really puts a premium on the ultimate agility and cornering capability might lean a little bit more towards a trail performance sled. And I think about from my own experience. So I spent a lot of time riding in northern Wisconsin and UP of Michigan, and there's certain areas you go, like Hayward, for example, where the trails are super tight, and a short track trail sled really has an advantage from an agility perspective versus a crossover that might be a little bit more work in those real tight trails. You go across the UP and some of the more wide open type of trails, maybe more fire roads or more railroad grades, and now a crossover is not really a disadvantage, but it brings this additional advantage of being able to go off trail and play around a little bit in the powder in the places where it's allowed. Of course, not every place it is, and we always encourage riders to stay on the trail unless you're in a place where it's okay to go off. But a crossover can give you that versatility. The other aspect of versatility that a crossover sled brings to even a trail rider is additional room on the tunnel. Because of the longer track, the tunnel is longer, and generally it means that you have more place for storage or passengers. So we have storage systems and we have lock and ride passenger seat systems that a crossover sled will have more room for. So that's a consideration as well. So generally people think about crossovers as being a very, very good trail sled with that additional measure of versatility in terms of being able to carry more easily and being able to go off trail. Whereas a trail performance sled might be for somebody who is really saying, you know, I don't need to carry a bunch of stuff with me when I ride. I really put a premium on lightweight and agility. I want to go for the most agile, sharpest handling sled that I can get. And for me, riding on trails, that's my choice. I like the most agile, quickest handling machine I can get.
Well, another thing that will always play into a decision is what's new. And new to the lineup this year is the Matrix platform. What was the philosophy behind that, and how do you see that changing the decision-making process for someone who's thinking about what sort of trail sled do I want?
Yeah, that is a really terrific question. Matrix is our all-new trail performance and crossover platform. And what's exciting about Matrix is that we really elevated the things that we know riders care about, so acceleration and handling, and then technology, at least in the sense that it brings more satisfaction, say, to your ride. So Matrix is really built around three ideas. It's outrageous acceleration, you know, just the ferociously quick sled. It is around effortless control, which we know that riders really care about in any condition, whether it's groomed or bumpy. And then finally, intelligent technology. And I'll talk a little bit about these things. So the first one about acceleration, you know, we have industry-leading power-to-weight ratio with our Patriot engine. So whether you're talking about 650 or 850 in the Matrix platform, you got a sled that's very, very quick. It's light. It's rigid. Terrific fun factor in terms of power-to-weight ratio, which really defines acceleration and a lot of things around handling. The second thing around control is we went all the way back to the drawing board in terms of how the rider interacts with the machine. And we created a body style and an ergonomic system that enables the rider to move much more fluidly around the machine and basically place your weight where it needs to be to be able to encounter the terrain that you have, whether it's twisty trails or whether it's bumps. And so one of the things that you notice about Matrix, probably the very first thing that you notice, is just about how smooth and easy to sit on. If you sit on one, you'll see, you lean back and forth from one side of the next, you'll see that there aren't protrusions, there's no sharp edges. Everything is really designed to help you get business done riding on the trail. So ergonomics was a really key thing. The other thing that's fun with Matrix is, if you look closely, you'll see a tremendous amount of attention to detail, which is really raising the level for us compared to products that we've done in the past. Matrix is the very best in terms of fit and finish and just material selection. And every part that you see, every place that you put your hand, you can tell that the team thought it through. It's very, very thoughtful design. And coming from the point of insight, because our team is riders, they're avid, passionate riders. And so you see a machine that was really crafted by those people who really care. The third thing, the technology that we brought into Matrix is amazing, starting with the most obvious piece, which is the 7S display, the Ride Command 7S, which has GPS capability as well as all the machine functions and the ability to be able to track other riders in your group without cell phone coverage. So if you have another machine with the Matrix in your group, you'll be able to see each other on your screen, so you know where everybody is all the time, which is huge. We do have the ability to connect with your cell phone, so your buddy's riding older machines or other brands, you'll be able to see them as well. But just a tremendously easy to use display. It's a touch screen, so super intuitive. Very easy to see day or night. It's right up where it's very clear, and you can just see all the information you need at a glance. Tremendous, best display ever put on a snowmobile. And then secondly, the smart warmer system that we put in for the handlebar and thumb warmer system. This is amazing. This is a system where you actually set a temperature, just like as if you were setting a temperature in a thermostat in your home. And then the vehicle keeps your hands and your thumb at that temperature. And there's three preset, variations, but you can pick within those, you can pick whatever temperature that you want. So what you'll find as you navigate through the 7S display, you'll be able to pick nearly an infinite combination of temperatures for your hands and thumb and allow you to be just maintain the right temperature. And what we found is when we rode it ourselves, and then we started putting some of our consumers and partners on the machine, we could see they'd go out and they would ride, and it didn't really matter what the temperature was or which direction the wind was blowing from. Both of their hands maintained the right temperature, and they literally forgot about the hand and thumb warmers. And if you've been a snowmobiling for any amount of time, you know that you don't really forget about hand and thumb warmers. Usually you're turning them on and you're turning them off all day long. The smart warmer system completely brings that to an end. You pick a temperature that you like, you set it, and you forget about it. So in both of those cases, we are not bringing technology for the sake of technology. What we're bringing is something that we believe from our own experience riding, that our own insight about it, that things that will matter to riders and make a more satisfying experience. In both of those cases, very practical, something you'll use every day, and frankly, something that once you have, you really won't be able to live without.
I don't think I've talked to anyone about Matrix yet who has not mentioned the smart warmers right off the bat, that they've just loved them.
Yeah, it seems like a small thing, but it really isn't. It's a huge deal.
Well, if someone's listening and saying, okay, all that Matrix stuff sounds awesome, that's what I want, what models are they looking at then? Which snowmobiles, when they walk into their dealership, are they going to want to inquire about?
Yeah, so we have launch edition models for the Matrix. So primarily, Matrix was sold through our snow check program this spring. So if you didn't snow check one, unfortunately, sorry to say that probably you're not going to be able to get exactly what you want. But the dealers do have a limited number of the launch edition. So there would be Indies, and there would be Indy XC, either 128 or 137 inch track length. And we have four different color combinations. All of them will have the B1 display instead of the 7S Ride Command, so a more just an LCD display. But your dealer will be able to set you up with an accessory if you would like to have that 7S. They will have the smart warmers on them. So that would be the model. Would be the Indy XC 128, 137 launch edition. They're available both 650 or 850 engine sizes.
So if someone did not snow check, how can they go about building a snowmobile that they think is right for them?
Great question. So we have a build and quote on our website, which gives consumers more options than what anybody else in the industry offers. So what you want to do is go onto our website and hit the explore button, figure out which model you want to be looking at, which segment you know makes most sense for you, and then click on build. And what you'll be able to do is it'll walk you through the options that you have for both a matrix and axis sleds. And you'll be able to walk through and just choose. Dealers have already ordered these machines, so you won't literally be building it yourself. But what you'll be doing is helping the dealer identify what you want, so which colors and lots of different combinations, both in the body plastic and the metal parts on the sled, which engine, you know, which windshield. Some sleds have handlebar options or other track options. You go through in there and pick what you want, take it to your dealer, and your dealer will either sell you one that they have that's the closest to it, or they'll help locate one. So we have a system where our dealers have access to some inventory that's pooled that allows them to try to find something that more perfectly meets the needs of every one of their customers. So pretty amazing system, and better than what has really ever been done before in the industry. We are super excited about it. But the first step is just to go out and decide what you want, build it, and take that into your dealer, and they will help you from there.
Well, that is some great information. Chris, we really thank you for the time. This has been awesome. Thanks for educating us. And I think we're much more better prepared to walk into our dealerships now.
Fantastic. Well, I'm glad I could help. I'm always happy to talk about snowmobiles.
Well, thanks so much and take care.
Thank you.
Now that we've covered snowmobiles, let's turn our attention to timber sled. And there really is no one more passionate about that topic than Brett Blazer. I sat down with Brett at the Polaris Spring Sales Meeting in Dallas to talk about what was new for model year 2021. And during that conversation, Brett broke down the decision-making process for a timber sled customer. So here are Brett's thoughts on the timber sled lineup. Let's look at the lineup as a whole now, Brett. If someone's approaching timber sled and trying to decide which one is right for them, how should we go about this? What are the questions we should be asking right away before we step into that dealer's showroom floor and figuring out which bike they want to buy or what bike system?
Well, that's a great question. That's one that we probably get the most out of everything. And first, you want to look at the family that you want to be in. Are you going to be an Arrow rider? Or are you going to be a Riot rider? The Riot rider, you know, you're rowdy. You like to do spin turns. You like to hit every lip and try to drop every drop and hit every jump. You want that really rider reactive experience where you're moving on the bike, your chin's in front of the bars, the ski stays down. You scoot back, ski comes up. So if you're an aggressive rider like that, you like that playful light front end, you're a Riot rider. Then you just need to decide, well, do I want to do the Riot Velocity or do I want to do maybe a Riot S or a regular Riot model? You have three options there and a couple different trim packages. If you're an Arrow rider, that's a rider that really wants that confident, controlled, you know, I can just sit down, I can go anywhere across the mountains, through the valleys, not worried about how it's going to handle or how it's going to react. It's just super stable and plush and confident. That's an Arrow rider. Then if you've decided on an Arrow, then you just decide on your track length. Do I want to be a 129? If so, then you've got a 2.5-inch paddle or you have a 3-inch paddle. And if you really value flotation over everything else, we have the Arrow 137 as well. So it's a Riot or an Arrow family. And then you just pick your track length within those. So it's more based on your personality, I would say, to pick your family and then your track length.
How does experience level kind of factor into some of these choices? Let's say whether you're a seasoned snow or a seasoned dirt bike rider, but new to snow biking versus someone who might be new to everything and just maybe has been a snowmobiler and decided, let's try this for the first time. Does that play a role? Do you have certain models that you think are better for people who are newer to the sport?
Well, experience level really comes in, I would think, in one thing. And I'll preface the answer with, to learn how to ride a snowmobile effectively, it's 4 to 5 years, especially in the mountains, where you really have to understand balance and throttle and counter steer and braking. To learn how to ride a timber sled effectively, it could be 4 to 5 hours or 45 minutes. And the difference there is your dirt bike ability and your understanding of snow. So if you're a previous snowmobiler, snowboarder, skier, and you know when you're coming down the hill, you see a ravine, there might be a creek there, or you see a bump, I know that's a stump or a fence post, you know how to read snow, you've already got a leg up. If you can run a clutch, So you've already let the clutch out in a car or on a dirt bike specifically, your learning curve is extremely small. So at that point, it's really quick and easy to learn how to ride a timber slide.
We talked before at the spring sales meeting about the S models. Is this where you think someone who might be new can really enjoy that S model?
Yeah, definitely. For new riders, 100% recommend the S models. Whether it's the 129 Aero, that's just your confident, controlled, plush, go anywhere, do anything, lowered kit, or the Riot, if you're just a little bit more rowdy. I was on a ride a couple of weeks ago with a girl from a dealership from BC, and one of the girls that was there, she does a lot of women's rides, and she guides women's rides, and she showed me one of her video clips, and it's pretty awesome. It was an edit of how many times they tipped over. Brand new riders, you know, big bikes, big long travel snow bike kits, and she sped it up, so it was kind of a fun, playful, funny clip. And then she rode the Riot S and the Aero S. And I asked her, which one are you going to get? And as soon as she stopped the first time, she said, this one. And then I said, well, switch and try this one, you know, switch to the other model. And then she said, gosh, I don't know. By the end of the day, her reasoning was, I'm getting the Riot S because this is my third season on a timber sled, and I really like how it comes up a little bit, but it's still controlled. And so I thought, boy, that's a great way to really tell people. If it's your first year on a timber sled, second year, you just want that really confident, I'm not worried about anything, I know it's going to get me through, that's the Aero S. It's a 129, floats a little better. It's a do-everything. If you're a little more rowdy, then you want the Riot S. And if you're really rowdy, the Riot S LE, because that brings the adjustability and the shock. So now I can control the ski lift, so it's easier to hill climb, or it's easier for me to wheelie just by clicking the shocks softer or stiffer.
A huge thanks goes out to Chris and Brett for taking time out of their hectic schedules to talk to us. And a huge thanks goes out to all of you for listening. If you're new to the podcast, welcome aboard. Like Chris said, this is a welcoming community. We're happy you joined us. If you like what you've heard, hit that subscribe button, and please consider leaving us a 5-star review. Then spread the word. Tell your friends to subscribe wherever they get their podcasts. If you're looking for even more opinions on snowmobiles, I'd encourage you to go back in our archives and listen to our 2-part mountain riding guide episode from May and our trail riding guide episode from June. In those episodes, you can hear Team Polaris athletes Gabriel Hockley, Dan Adams, Chris Berant, and Levi LaValle discuss what they ride and why. Also, check out the description of this episode for links to the Help Me Choose tools found on the Polaris Snowmobiles and Timber Sled websites. And of course, don't forget to stay tuned for future episodes. Until next time, this has been the Polaris Podcast.
Hi, you've reached Joe. Sorry I missed your call. Please leave me your name, your number, and a short message, and I'll get right back to you. Thanks, and have a great day.
Straight to voicemail. Okay, Joe, you need to tell them that the Polaris Help Center is their first stop for vehicle information, maintenance tips, and how-to videos. All they have to do is look for the Help button in the upper right-hand corner of any Polaris brand website. They also need to remember that all riders should always wear helmets, eye protection, and protective clothing and footwear. Read, understand, and follow their owner's manual. Never ride under the influence of drugs or alcohol, and always ride within the limits of your own abilities, and never engage in stunt or exhibition driving. Next time, answer your phone. Okay, bye.